This is Fresh Air. Earlier this month, The Zone of Interest was named the best picture of 2023 by the Los Angeles Film Critics Association. Our critic Justin Chang, who's a member of that organization, says the movie is a chillingly restrained drama about the real-life Nazi who oversaw the Auschwitz concentration camp. It's the latest from Jonathan Glazer, the English director of the movies Sexy Beast and Under the Skin. Here's Justin's review.
The Zone of Interest begins on a lovely afternoon somewhere in the Polish countryside. A husband and wife are enjoying a picnic on the banks of a river with their five children. They eat lunch and then splash around in the sunshine. It all looks so peaceful, so inviting. But something seems strangely amiss once the family returns home. They live in a beautiful villa with an enormous garden, a greenhouse, and a small swimming pool. But before long, odd details intrude into the frame, like the long concrete wall edged with barbed wire and the ominous-looking buildings behind it. And almost every scene is underscored by a low, unceasing metallic drone, which sometimes mixes with the sounds of human screams, dog barks, and gunshots. It's 1943, and this family lives next door to Auschwitz. The husband, played by a chillingly calm Christian Friedel, is the camp commandant Rudolf Huss, who's remembered now as the man who made Auschwitz the single most efficient killing machine during the Holocaust. But the director, Jonathan Glazer, never brings us inside the camp or depicts any of the atrocities we're used to seeing in movies about the subject. Instead, he grounds his story in the quotidian rhythms of the Hesses' life, observing them over several months as they go about their routine while a massive machinery of death grinds away next door. In the mornings, Rudolf rides a horse from his yard up to the gates of Auschwitz, the world's shortest, ghastliest commute. His wife, Hedwig, played by Sandra Hüller from Anatomy of a Fall, might sip coffee with her friends. At one point, she slips into her bedroom to try on a fur coat. It takes a beat to realize that the coat was taken from a Jewish woman on her way to the gas chambers. We see their children go off to school or play in the garden, and some of their more violent roughhousing suggests they know what's going on around them. At night, the fiery smoke from the crematorium chimneys sends a hazy orange light into the bedroom windows. This is a movie that makes you wonder, quite literally, how these people manage to sleep at night. Glazer and his cinematographer, Łukasz Zal, shot the movie on location near the camp, in a meticulous replica of the Hesses' real house. They used tiny cameras that were so well hidden the actors couldn't see them. As a result, much of what we see has the eerie quality of surveillance footage, observing the characters from an almost clinical remove. In its icy precision, Glazer's movie reminded me of the Austrian director Michael Haneke, whose films, like Cachet and The White Ribbon, are often about the violence simmering beneath well-maintained domestic surfaces. It also plays like a companion piece to Glazer's brilliant 2013 sci-fi thriller, Under the Skin, which was also, in its way, about the total absence of empathy. Mostly, though, The Zone of Interest brings to mind Hannah Arendt's famous line about the banality of evil, which she coined while writing about Adolf Eichmann, one of Hesse's Third Reich associates. In one plot turn drawn from real life, Rudolf is eventually transferred to a new post in Germany. Hedwig is furious and insists on staying at Auschwitz with the children, claiming, "This is the life we've always dreamed of," a line that chills you to the bone. In these moments, the movie plays like a very, very dark comedy about marriage and striving. "Look at what this couple is willing to do," the movie says, "in their desire for the good life." Here I should note that The Zone of Interest was loosely adapted from a 2014 novel by the late Martin Amis, which featured multiple subplots and characters, including a Jewish prisoner inside the camp. But Glazer has pared nearly all this away to extraordinarily powerful effect. He's clearly thought a lot about the ethics of Holocaust representation, and he has no interest in staging or recreating what we've already seen countless times before. What he leaves us with is a void, a sense of the terrible nothingness that the banality of evil has left behind.
Justin Chang is the film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed The Zone of Interest, now in limited theatrical release. On Monday's show, A Questlove Christmas. Amir Questlove Thompson plays us Christmas recordings, some favorites and some unusual ones. He's perhaps the most popular DJ in America, in addition to being the co-founder of The Roots, the house band for The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer today is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies. All of us on Fresh Air wish you a happy holiday.